Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship, we praise you, Lord. We worship the Lord our God. We exalt thee, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, God. We worship you. Praise the Lord our God. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you. We exalt thee.
We praise you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our wonderful Lord. Our wonderful Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Lord, we worship you. You are worthy of our praise, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. O God, we worship you. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, we can be here again tonight, that we could be and offer up this evening sacrifice to you, the sacrifice of our lips, to praise you, to worship you. Oh, Lord, we desire you, Lord. We want you to meet us. We know that that's your heart's desire. We pray, God, that you will do that. We pray that you'll be pleased with all that's said and done in this time tonight, Lord. We ask that you'll have your way. In every testimony, song, Lord, we ask that you will just reign, and we trust you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand together and let's sing number 12. Great is thy faithfulness. Number 12. Thank you, Lord. music one time through. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, God. Kings and Lord of Lords, your name be glorified in our midst, O God. Thank you, dear Savior. We worship the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing yet Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. 44, thank you. 44, let's be seated and sing this. And let's praise the Lord. We want to hear more testimonies this evening. They've been good. Now remember, these a testimony is to glorify Jesus Christ. What's Christ done in your life? What's He doing in your life? Share that. It's so good to do that. You know, I remember the very first time I testified, way down in the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church. I can't even remember what I said, but I know that no one could hear me because I don't have a very loud voice. I muttered, but I'll tell you, the Lord met me, and it persuaded me. Well, that and Sister Grace Schultheis persuaded me to testify again. But so I encourage you to be bold and let's hear what Jesus is doing in your life. And so after we sing that let's hear from you. And Becky, you get to pick because you were last, correct? So, and let's remember, I said we're not making a game of this, but it's a good chance for us to glorify the Lord. 44, Blessed Assurance.
But I came up with my parents just for a visit. I had no clothes with me except what I was wearing. And in those days, you could just stay if you wanted to be a camper. You didn't have to go through the rigmarole you do now with medical forms and whatnot. And in those days, as far as the Wharton lifeguard went, Brother Gordon Gardner, the director, can you swim? Okay, you're the lifeguard. Things were much different then. We didn't have the Department of Health and Brother Gus coming like we do now. Of course, we always had the Department of Health around. But my point is that as soon as I stepped on these grounds, I loved it. I loved Pilgrim Camp. I was a camper. Those were the days when the palace was used to house the campers. In the bottom, where the kitchen is now, that was the hopefuls. That was divided into two things, the hopefuls and the faithfuls. On the other side, the children's dining room were the valiants and the great hearts. And then up above, the adult dining room, that was the chapel. The middle dining room was the library. And the other side was the game room. And that was it. And then camp grew more and more each year. And finally, we got the village. I was down there, and they built those lean-tos, too. So I've been around. But, you know, I've never gotten tired of Pilgrim Camp. That first year, as I started to say, the only clothes I had on me were the clothes I was wearing, and I went in the rowboat and had my shoes off, and there went my shoes. And I have no idea, you know, what I wore. My parents probably sent up clothes for me. Then as I got older, went through all the different groups, and as I got older, I was on the staff, and probably did every job except housekeeping, and there's a good reason for that, and the nurse perhaps, but the Lord always had, there was a tug at my heart for camp and for the Lord. And I got a job once for IBM as a teenager after high school. And I must have quit two or three jobs, good jobs, just so I could come back in the summer. And so I used to spend all my summers here. And I've never regretted that. And I'm not saying you guys should do that. That was the way the Lord led me. But something Brother Keith said the other day as we had our staff meetings was what a miracle it is that all these 70 years God has provided people like you to work on the staff. God had his hand on this camp. In the very beginning, I believe it was the cook and the caretaker, job that Brother Tom has. They got, I think, $50 a month, something like that. They were the only paid people on the grounds. And then the Lord led the gardeners and the trustees at that time that this whole work should be totally voluntary, totally by faith. And God has honored that. And God has provided people such as yourself who are hungry for the Lord. And I'm so thankful to have seen that, to have been a part of that. God is so faithful. And this year I pray that God will get a hold of our young people. I love you all. And I know that God is after young people who will go with their whole hearts seeking him to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, there are decisions that you can make, things that may not be too bad, that maybe a Christian can do. The only way you will know for sure is if you have the Holy Spirit to guide you. He will show you what is right, what is wrong. We need the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that you guys will seek for it, for him. Seek the Holy Spirit, that he will rule and reign in your hearts. But anyway, I thank God for this place and for God's faithfulness in providing a staff and providing guests who love the Lord. You know, there are other camps that have lots more activities, that have many more things for the adults to do. But people who come to Pilgrim Camp want the Lord. They come for a reason, because God meets us. And we've seen miracles in this place. And we don't boast about it. We don't boast about our sensing the presence of God. But he has been faithful to put his presence on these grounds. And I pray that we will all continue to keep these grounds holiness unto the Lord, that we can see more of the manifestation of Jesus on these grounds.
Amen.
We have a song, though, tonight from the girls.
I need Jesus, I need I clap it on, though some may be.
that song real well, but I like it so much. So I made up my own key. I do that to a lot of songs. Well, we've heard wonderful things tonight. God moving in our lives, and I wanted to say to any guest here, do you see the quality of young people that are serving? Isn't it encouraging? When you hear so much and you see so much, you read so much of young people, it's a blessing that there are so many young people who are willing to share how Christ is in their life and He's working and you're growing, you're desiring more of Him. Thank the Lord. Thank God for that. What a blessing. The scriptures you shared, we've been preached to tonight. We have. I was watching, and I was grateful that you listened to each other. It's important that you do that, you know, that you took in what each one, that's called being a body of Christ. That's respecting and understanding each other and saying, yes, Christ is working in her. Or, I didn't know that she was faking praying. And I know Emily, she doesn't. But, you know, that's good. And there's a song in our camp books. And I was thankful for what Peter shared with us. Arise, my soul, arise. I thought of that as you shared that with us. We need Jesus. We desire Him. We want Him to arise in our hearts more and more. So why don't we stand and sing this, and let's believe the Lord to do that before we dismiss from each other. It's 46 in the white, 46 in the white chorus books. Let's stand together, shall we? Let's believe the Lord to do this. Open your heart as we sing this.
Sure, he stands.
Grace that we enjoy. Thank you for the grace that we celebrated tonight. Lord, it's all to your glory and all to your praise. We're thankful, oh God, that it's with confidence that we approach because of Jesus Christ, because of his love. Oh Lord, be forever praised. We ask, dear God, that tonight, Lord, that your glory will be upon those villagers. Lord, we want to just yet this evening lift them up before you and ask that you'll do a work. God, you must do a work in them. You must do a mighty work in these girls. Lord, while you have them here on these grounds that are kept holiness unto the Lord, we pray, God, that fetters will be broken. We pray, Lord, bondages will be destroyed, that the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Lord, we're believing you for this.
Yes.
We're trusting in the cottage that these young ones will be spoiled for Christ, their whole life for Jesus.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
We trust you to do it, Lord. God, we ask, dear Father, that you'll strengthen the counselors as well tonight. Give them a good night, a refreshing sleep in you, we pray. We believe you to do that, dear Lord. God, we ask, God, that, Lord, by your grace, you'll always supply every need of this camp in Christ Jesus. We pray, God, there will be, as long as generations last until you come, there'll be young people as these who say, I want to serve Jesus. I want to serve him in any capacity. I want to serve him in places that I don't like and I don't want to. I want to serve him whether it's comfortable or not comfortable. We pray, God, that this camp will always see that. We pray, Lord, that from this place many will go into the work and into the fields. And Lord, God, that they'll serve you. Lord, that they'll touch their generation for Christ. Oh, God, unselfishly. Without fear, oh, willingly to serve the Master, to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. Let it be so, Lord. And we rejoice for these young people here tonight. Thank you for them. Thank you that, Lord, we see Jesus in them and that you're growing and working and teaching them. We pray this, Father, help them to fight the good fight of faith. To lay hold of eternal life by which they were called, O God. We believe you to do that. We thank you for this night. Lord, we pray that your heart is pleased. That your heart, O God, rejoices on what you heard tonight. The sacrifice of their lips to you. An offering of joy and of praise to you. We ask and trust that your heart is pleased. Keep us, we pray, this night under the blood, and we thank you, and we give you, as always, Lord, all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. If you would like to wait on the Lord, feel free.